I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When a person is living with a chronic health condition, the illness may impact their work, family, community activities, and everyday routines. To talk about the emotional ups and downs that can sometimes go hand in hand with chronic illness is Dr. Charlene Wadeen. She's a clinical psychologist and associate professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Wadeen, tell us about the feelings of loss or grief that are sometimes experienced by people dealing with chronic health issues.
Well, Bobby, oftentimes when we think about grief and loss, we think about the loss of a loved one, and that is a very important type of loss. But there are a lot of other important losses that people experience as well. And one of those losses can occur when you're experiencing a chronic health condition. It can change your role in the community. It can change your role in your family. And in fact, it can even challenge your own sense of identity.
You work on grief recovery with patients who have chronic illness. What does that really involve?
Well, loss involves the whole person. So there are physical effects of grieving, such as sleep disturbance, appetite disturbance, even feeling jittery or restless. There can be emotional effects from loss, such as sadness or guilt. And there can also be changes to the way that we think. There can be preoccupations or ruminations like what if or I should have. It can even challenge one's spiritual perspective, questioning what role this loss plays in their life or the meaning of life. So these are all areas that need to be explored in treatment.
Dr. Wadeen, what tips can you suggest for people who might be struggling with grief due to chronic illness?
Well, it's really important to keep in mind that grieving is a very individual process, and it's not going to be the same for everyone. And it's also important to recognize that grief is not something that you get over. It's grieving as a process that you move through, and it's about integrating that loss into your life.
Any suggestions for ways that friends and family can help someone who is experiencing grief due to a chronic illness?
Sometimes friends and family are fearful of discussing losses with loved ones. They may fear of making it worse or that they will say the wrong thing, but this can further isolate the loved one. So loved ones can really show their support by acknowledging the loss and by also acknowledging the difficulty of adjusting to loss. They can also provide some gentle nudges to re-engage in life activities both within the home and in the community.
And is that really a big part of grief recovery in this scenario that we're talking about when someone has a chronic illness? Is there really looking for some concrete ways to re-engage in their community and friends and family and other aspects of their lives?
Yes, grieving really is a journey of moving through and integrating that loss into your life so that you can continue to live in a meaningful way.
Dr. Wadeen, thanks for providing this information about dealing with grief and loss when someone has a chronic health issue.
Thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.